Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches deal with their inner critic. I have three insights to help you with this. The first one is the inner critic draws its power from the shadow. The inner critic is the thing that tells you you can't do something. It's the inner critic that nags at you, you're inferior, or you're not as good, or you make mistakes. The shadows are the things that we want to deny exist within ourselves. And that's where fear lives as well. We often notice we can't ignore the shadows for too long. You know when the shadows are trying to overrun you when you have a sudden burst of anger, or you find you're crying at an inappropriate time. So to deal with the inner critic, you have to look at the shadows. Number two, shining a bright light causes darker shadows. When you constantly shine the light on the things that you are good at, you make the shadow part deeper and darker. And when the shadows are darker, the inner critic has more to feed on. This doesn't mean that you underappreciate your good things. It just means that you need to seek balance in the shadow and the light. This leads me to my third insight. Sit in the field with the light and dark. So what is this field? I want to give you a quote from Rumi. Out beyond the ideas of right doing and wrongdoing, there is a field. I will meet you there. What I get out of this is basically, instead of having the light shine on the positive things, making the darker even more dark, shine the light into the shadow. Look at the shadow. Understand what it wants, what it needs. And the idea is to sit in that field with the light and the dark and acknowledge both equally. Sometimes we have to look at the inner child. We have to acknowledge its needs and its wants. Many of us, as adults, have found ourselves twisted in a way we don't want to be. And this is because there's past trauma and past pain. Denying this pain just doesn't work. To start to heal, ask for Goddess's help. You can meditate or do a ritual to ask for her help. Before you meditate, you can say, "Goddess, please help me heal. May I see the dark shadows and stay in a place of peace and calm. May I balance both light and dark. So mote it be." In summary, number one, the inner critic draws its power from the shadows. Number two, shining a bright light causes darker shadows. And number three, sit in the field with the light and dark. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and for more information, visit my blog, GoddessHasYourBack.com. Blessed be.